介绍。
Of course, it is a program dedicated to one of the geniuses in reggae music, one of the trailblazers in dub, and of course, one that laid the groundwork for reggae music, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, who has gone on to different places. The Grammy Award-winning icon has the distinction of producing over 1,000 recordings during his 60-year career. He died 6 months ago after returning to his home in January of 2021. He did it to escape the cold of Switzerland, where he resided with his wife and children. The producer was among the first to use studio effects to rework reggae tracks and even make some of the first remixes ever known in the music business. His career began in the late 1950s as a record seller for Clement Cox and Dodd Sound System. The pair fell out over financial issues, and Perry wound up launching his own label, Upsetter Records, in 1968. But prior to that, his first big hit, the song we just heard, was People Funny Boy, which took aim at Gibbs and sold in excess of 60,000 copies in Jamaica alone. Another song he had was one for Mr. Gibbs once again, where he got his nickname, I Am the Upsetter. Lee Scratch Perry, one of the greats in reggae music and one of the best producers music has ever seen. We're going to dig right into some of his biggest songs of his career. Here's his band, The Upsetters, with one of the best instrumentals known in reggae music still to this day, Return of Django. This is Lanso on your radio for this week's edition of Shockwave, your weekly podcast, a production of Culture Shock Music, and we're featuring the music and the life of Lee Scratch Perry.
Thank you.
my strain. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She said once upon a time, my son, they stole us on a ship. We had to work and slave each day, the boss he took our pay. But a brighter sun has dawned today, and they can stop us come what may. A time shall come for you and I. She bowed her head and cried. Ooh, ooh, mama, please don't cry. There's a place called Africa, far, far away. Woo-hoo. There's a place called Africa, many miles away. A brighter sun has dawned today, and they can stop us come what may. A time shall come for you and I. She bowed her head and cried.
You out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. Send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip, I gone with.
to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Mr. Max Romeo with his classic Chase the Devil. Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm going to chase you out of the earth. Of course, send you to outer space and chase the devil. One of the classics from Mr. Max Romeo. We'll definitely hear more from him later on in the program. It is Culture Shock's weekly podcast called Shockwave. We've been on the road lately. It hasn't been weekly, but we are keeping the vibe alive with the music, the spirit, the productions, and the legacy of Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. And these are all recordings, some of the greatest songs in reggae music, recorded at Perry's Black Ark Studio. It was like a chemistry lab for Perry's sonic experiments. He was a pioneer of dub, underlying the bass and adding reverb to create lots of oral space. He also sampled before most people knew the term or the technique, used found sounds, and even buried microphones underground to get the effects that he wanted. In fact, we heard some of the baby cries in the first song we played, People Funny Boy. It's Lanso on your radio. We continue with the depths and the legacy of Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, another all-time great from one of the greatest bands of our time who helped lay the foundation for reggae music, the Heptones, Leroy Sibbles, and it's party time.
Thank you. the best collie in Seaport Town. Watch your back, the collie man. I'm the best collie.
So on your radio with this week's edition of Shockwave, your weekly podcast, all courtesy and produced by Culture Shock Music. And boy, is that a classic right there. A song that made the Congos, all produced by the man himself, Lee Scratch Perry, Fisherman. Row, Mr. Fisherman, row. Lots of hungry belly picnic day ashore. In other words, there's a lot of kids out back on the land that are hungry. So row, Mr. Fisherman, row. We got to feed the youths, I'll tell you, inside some of the classics of reggae music. And these are ones produced and sung by the man himself, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. And here's one of his most famous from 1977. It's called Roast Fish and Cornbread on Shockwave.
Clippity clap, clappity 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 high. Clippity clap, clappity 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 high. Roast fish and cornbread, hey hey hey. Roast fish and cornbread.
Yankee in the backyard. Hey, hey.
tagging it out. Wolf fish and dumpling. Hey. Wolf fish and dumpling. Yeah. Bread and milk and peanut. Hey, hey. Peanut and bread.
Junior Mervyn's Police and Thieves, his biggest song, and definitely a seminal track for reggae music as a whole, produced by Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, as we dedicate this program, Shockwave Weekly Podcast, to the man, the myth, the legend, the legacy that he has left behind, not only in reggae music, but music as a whole. And one of the biggest things that made his contribution to reggae music was he worked with Bob Marley in the early days. And to me, it's still some of the best Bob Marley music ever produced. Songs from the Wailers and Bob Marley were recorded at Black Ark as well. Mr. Perry did albums Soul Rebels and Soul Revolution, 1970 and 1971 respectively. Mr. Perry encouraged Marley to explore spiritual and political themes. And songs like Small Axe, Kaya, Duppy Conqueror established the direction that would make Mr. Marley an international star. But there were disputes over money, and Mr. Perry sold the rights to the Wailers album to an English label, and Mr. Marley and the Wailers accused Mr. Perry of withholding royalties. "I pirated their music to expose them," is what Mr. Perry said. Bunny Wailer was quoted as saying, "He never, ever paid us a dime." So you know what they say, don't rock the boat. It's this week's edition of Shockwave. But what lives and what stands is the quality and the level of music that this man produced.
Please don't you rock my boat, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking anyhow. Please don't you rock my boat, no, 'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. I'm telling you that, oh, ooh, I like it, I like the this. Can you miss? And you should know, ooh, when I like it, I like the this. I'm a really is, ooh, yeah. You satisfy my soul, morning time, evening cold. By my soul, yes, I've been a telling you. Bake me the sweetest cakes, happy inside all the time. Oh, can't you see what you've done for me? Yeah. You make me feel like when to ram them down.
a mellow mood.
Let the music.
Dedicating this program, Shockwave, to the late, great Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, who produced all this great music from Bob Marley and the Wailers. And we will continue with that. But, of course, want to let you know we kicked it off with Don't Rock That Boat, Hammer. Holding Me, Won't Let Me Go. Holding Me, Won't Let Me Go. I need a hammer to hammer them down because they won't let me go. And we're just going to keep it a mellow mood. And right now, we're going to go into our last segment of Bob Marley and the Wailers music. But we do got to let you know that Mr. Marley ended up using the Upsetters. We're going to tell you more about that at his Black Ark studio, which was named after the Ark of the Covenant, when we return from our second segment of Marley Music on Shockwave. Lanzo's on your radio, and it's produced by Culture Shock Music. This is our favorite Bob Marley song in the world, Mr. Brown, produced by Lee Scratch Perry. Boom, bomb. It doesn't get any better than this. This is reggae music.
Street again. The bombs could not hold.
Yes, me friend, them turn me loose again. Don't try to hold me up on this bridge now. I've got to reach Mount Zion. Yes, reach y'all. If you apple buckle, let me tell you, I'm a dopey conqueror. Get it?
Conqueror. Yes, me friend.
Me friend, me friend, me friend. We day a street ahead. Yes, me friend. Me friend, me friend. Them set me free again. Don't try to show up. What a la la, for I will cut you off. And I will take the last off. I'm crying, yes, me friend. Me they a street again. Yes, me friend.
First ganja tunes ever recorded in Jamaica. Lee Scratch Perry at the controls. Doing it with Bob Marley and the Wailers. You got to have Kaya now. Of course, yes, my friend. Also known as Duppy Conqueror. Another great tune from Bob Marley and Lee Scratch Perry. And of course, my favorite, Mr. Brown. Kicking things off on that final set of Bob Marley and the Wailers. We could do a whole program just on Bob and Lee Scratch Perry. That's how good the stuff is. But now what we're going to do is we are going to jump into what I would like to call some of the better music from one of his best albums. But let's back up just a little bit. Now, remember the Upsetters rhythm section were the brothers Ashton and Carlton Barrett, who backed all these records here, and on bass and drums, respectively. They end up becoming the foundation of the Wailers, not only music, but their live band. So this just goes to show you that there was a deeper root of just Bob Marley and Mr. Scratch. They ended up taking his band. And in fact, it happened because Mr. Marley ended up asking Perry to come back and produce one of his tracks in 1977 called Punky Reggae. And of course, that's when he was in Washington Gardens, done at the Black Ark Studio. Now, being a madman, Mr. Perry says, is a good thing. It keeps people away. And I agree, because I knew that was his philosophy. When they think you are crazy, they don't come around and take your energy. Mr. Perry vastly expanded the possibilities of dub reggae in the 1970s, creating radical remixes that strip songs down to their rhythm tracks and rebuilt them with samples like animal song sounds, breaking glass, explosions, all kinds of different stuff, along with that surreal echo and phasing effects to create these hallucinatory aural spaces. You could find it on albums from the Upsetters like Blackboard Jungle Dove from 1973 and the classic, probably one of his most famous albums called Super Ape. And if you happen to have one of seven album covers, if you have the right one, that one is extremely valuable. These were a dizzying and danceable record. We're going to feature some of that from the 2017 edition of Super Ape as it returns to conquer Subatomic Sound System and Lee Scratch Perry in dub, classic dub sounds from the man himself, along with this New York collective. We are going to drop some of those classics. This is Warren of Babylon versus Black Vest with Lee Scratch Perry, Dub Atomic Sound System. It released in 2017. In my opinion, it was obviously released in 1976, but this is some of the last best stuff that he released in his later years. We'll feature some of that here now on this week's edition of Shockwave, courtesy of Cult of Shock. My name is Lanzo on your radio. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
To Lee Scratch Perry, this week's edition of Shockwave. And it definitely sent a shockwave throughout the world when Mr. Perry passed on August 29th, 2021, just 6 months after he moved back to his home in Western Jamaica. Hanover, to be exact. But his legacy lives on. And it was his atmospheric style that was adapted by many acts working in electronica, trip-hop, dubstep, and modern reggae, dub, and dancehall. His catalog was heavily sampled by such rap artists as Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Busta Rhymes. The Beastie Boys avowed fans and featured him on the Dr. Lee PhD album, a track on their 1998 album called Hello Nasty. Even his own later day albums have sometimes featured samples from his earlier work. Perry reached a wider audience when he made a vocal appearance on this album, Dr. Lee PhD, from the Beastie Boys' Hello Nasty album in 1998. He also worked with some of the greats like Mr. Paul McCartney, who he later sent a letter to Tokyo's Minister of Justice voicing his support for his friend Mr. McCartney because Paul got arrested at the airport in Japan for 7.7 grams of ganja. And if you don't know, Mr. Perry was a very big, large advocate of the ganja. We just want to play one song for you to show you the reach that he had. Here is his song that he produced for The Clash called Police and Thieves on The Real Shockwave. The Clash with Police and Thieves, a song produced by Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, originally done for Junior Mervin. But he also produced stuff for John Martin, Robert Palmer, and Linda McCartney. They all recorded stuff down at Black Ark Studios in Jamaica. And believe it or not, there was two tracks on Linda McCartney's debut album, solo debut album. He built two tracks for them, and they recorded two songs over those tracks for Linda's album. Just to kind of show you how far and wide his reach was. And that's why I call him the greatest producer there ever was. You know, and it goes deeper than that. In all reality, you know, he was hailed as one of the most prolific producers and studio geniuses that have ever lived. You know, he later admitted that he burned down his own studio because of duppies, which are bad spirits like ghosts. He said he would never be free unless he did it. This opened him up to tour all over the world. And for many, many years, that's what he was doing. And before he passed away, he was booked on several shows in Europe for a mini European tour. And he was very excited about this. And it just goes to show the man was not ready to go. And on top of that, he returned to Jamaica to establish an off-the-grid community to enable him to get away from what he had described as the Babylon madness. So it was announced that that will continue by his wife, as that is his dream, and he found the dream property in an area called Green Island in Western Hanover, where he's originally from. Perry is survived by his wife, his two children from her, and five children from previous relationships who aim to keep that dream alive and get out of Babylon's watch. Mr. Perry was nominated 5 times for a Grammy for Best Reggae Album and finally won it for Jamaican ET in the year 2002. His last song he ever recorded was No Bloody Friends that came out in the early part of 2021. So long live Scratch Perry. This is done in association with Ralston. This is the last song of the program, and this is the last song he ever did. I'm Lance on your radio for this week's edition of Shockwave, a production of Culture Shock Music. Check us out at cultureshock.com, KulChaShock.com for all your reggae needs. The bottom line, it's about reggae music. And this is how we leave you, Massive. And this is how we love you at Mr. Perry.
Version 2. Over you. Evil duppies. Evil dogs and evil duppies. We come to you. I am in the blue sky. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, they will not sweep over you. They shall watch over you. A good friend is what we need.
I know I got
evil go to you.
Always riding with you.
Evil I ring our bell.
Always riding with you.
Island country.
No, don't care about the road.
We drop where we're going. Love Chris and Baptiste, and I've quit backsliding Chris. Feeble, I rebind demon.
Go to your shop.